88.5 FM, Jeff Penfield joined live in studio by King Tuff right now, playing tonight at the Terragram Ballroom. Have a new album out called The Other, and it's Kyle Thomas joining me right now. Thank you so much for coming on by.
Thanks for having me.
You've been busy. You've been out on the road, pretty much wrapping up a proper show tonight, going up to do a festival this weekend, but kind of wrapping up a tour. And that's, I guess, where I want to start is where this album began was really where the last kind of album ended, where you were done on, you had gotten off the road, and you had been on the road for quite a while at that point, right?
Yeah, I mean, I toured pretty solidly for, you know, 3 or 4 years. And so at the end of it, I was definitely a little bit worn out and kind of like lost feeling. So that's kind of what the album is about, kind of just the journey to rediscover my creativity and stuff like that.
And did you purposely plan that where you were going to be done touring, or was it just you stopped touring and you had this realization at that point?
I mean, yeah, I just finished the album cycle for my previous album, and yeah, it was kind of just like, oh, you know, what's next moment. But I knew that I had to kind of go back to the root of you know, why I got into making music in the first place, which was just the creative part of it, and, you know, experimenting by myself in the studio.
And what were some of the things that kind of, as you took a step back from being King Tuff, what were some of the things that you did in that meantime while you were finding yourself and figuring everything out?
I mean, you know, just lived a somewhat normal life. You know,
somewhat normal life, just, as best a musician can when you're not on the road.
Just watering my plants and, you know, feeding my raccoons.
So it was one of those things where, was there a while where you just weren't even doing any music at all?
No, I mean, I'd always be playing, and I did like pretty much start writing instantly. And I was really just putting together my home studio. So I was kind of working on that.
About it, we don't belong in this world, be better off without us. Madness and destruction, maybe that is all that we are. The universe is mostly made of nothing. Isn't it so beautifully bizarre that here we are, watching the wind blow, watching the wind blow, watching the rain so hard, watching the fire getting higher on this strange little star, watching the wind blow, watching the wind blow, watching the rain so hard, watching the fire getting higher on this strange little star. We were always dreaming of castles in the sky, dreaming of another planet. How could we be so blind? Chaos and confusion, maybe that is all that we are. The universe is probably an illusion. Isn't it so beautifully bizarre? And here we are, watching the wind blow, watching the wind blow, watching the rain so hard, watching the fire, getting higher on this strange little star. And confusion, maybe that is all that we are. The universe is probably an illusion, but isn't it so beautifully bizarre that here we are, watching the wind blow, watching the rain so hard. Watching the fire, getting higher on this strange little star. Watching the wind blow, watching the wind blow, watching the rain so hard. Watching the fire, getting higher on this strange star.
There's definitely two sides of being a musician. It's the there's the creative side, and then there's the touring and the that side, which it is more like the job part of it, where it's like, you know, it feels more like you're going to work every day and it's exhausting, but it's still a beautiful and fun experience. But I've always, you know, veered more towards the creative side of it, which is, you know, that's where my heart is.
So I think especially after being out on the road for 3 or 4 years, it was like, wait, I haven't been doing that for this many years. Like, that's the part I want to do. That's the part that I need, you know, need to refocus on.
Exactly.
You were always... This is kind of a tough question to ask, I guess, is like, were you always going to come back as King Tuff? Was that always going to be the next iteration? Or was that something that you had to consider as well during that time while you were being creative and writing and building the studio?
I mean, to me, that's a name that I came up with when I was a teenager, and it's kind of had a lot of different sounds over the years, you know, and, but, you know, people mostly know it for one certain aspect of it, the kind of more rock and roll side of it. But I just kind of decided to say, you know, I'm just going to do my thing and I'm going to keep this name and it'll be whatever it is, because that's what it's always been.
And have you, so as you started working on the studio and building that part of the creative side up, had you ever worked on a studio before and planned out how you wanted to set it up?
No, I mean, I've had studios before, but they were very, very basic and very, you know, cheap. But I decided to, you know, really go for it and get real equipment and, you know, just kind of, pretend like I know how to use it.
So if you didn't know how to use it, was there any, like, how did you decide what you wanted in your studio? What type of equipment did you kind of focus on?
I mean, you know, there's so many aspects to the gear side of it that it's, you know, it's a rabbit hole that you can go down and totally dork out on. But you know, before you know it, you're spending thousands of dollars just on cables, and it's kind of insane. But I just got the best stuff I could afford, you know?
Said goodbye that I wouldn't see you again. still see a smiling face in all the stars of outer space. Here one moment, gone in a flash, 'cause we all fall through the cracks. The river shimmered like a sequin dress, bouncing off your blue eyes. You put it on, started to dance till you turn into the blue sky. I'll still see it in the summers of my brain, see it in the rainbow, see it in the rain. Here one moment, gone in a flash, 'cause we all fall through the cracks.
Sean Everett, I think, is one of the most busy men in music right now, because I think you're like the third or fourth person I've seen show up, because he's worked with War on Drugs and Alabama Shakes, but he's been mixing a lot of records. What made you want to reach out to him and get connected with him on this?
I was looking for someone to mix it just because I thought it would be good to kind of take it out of my hands and, you know, have some fresh ears on it. And mixing is a dark art that I'm not totally, I don't think, you know, I could make a mix, but I'm not like, I don't know the deepness of it, you know?
Well, maybe that's your next step, is you've got your own studio
that
now.
Comes
so
over
you
time,
that,
you know, yeah. It comes over time. It's definitely like, it's a skill. But Sean seemed interesting to me. I'd seen an interview he did in Tape Op magazine, and then I just got hooked up with him and went and played him the songs, and he was smiling and kind of, you know, I could, and he's just a total freak in the best way.
Well, is it one of those things you could just see it going in his head, like the wheels were turning, and you're like, okay, he seems to know exactly what he wants to do.
I could tell he understood it. I could tell he was a kindred spirit. Mm-hmm. So he just seemed like the right choice.
Thank you. senses have been numbed. We can't enjoy the taste, cause everyone's been digitized. No one will be saved. The artist and the athlete, the stripper and the priest, the policeman and the poet, the kids down on the street. We all thought we found paradise in the palm of our hand, but all they found in the future were circuits in the sand. Bathed in blue light, two lovers undercover, sucking on their screens, they forgot about each other. Sunrise forever paralyzed, flowing finger streams. Forgot how to fantasize, forgot how to dream. The teachers and the students, Christians and the Jews, janitors, the warriors, the geniuses, the fools. We all thought we found paradise in the palm of our hand, but all they found in the future were circuits in the sand. Distracted endlessly, trying to remember any good it's done for me. The donkeys and the elephants, the Beatles and the Stones, skinheads and the street punks, everybody's on their phones. They all thought they found paradise in the palm of their hand, but all they found in the future were circuits in the sand. So take me to your telescope, point me to the void, save me from the ones and zeros before it all gets destroyed. Poisoned by the power in the palm of our hand, and all I found in the future were circuits in the sand.
You'll be playing tonight, Terragram Ballroom, hometown show, your second one, because you had one at Zebulon, I think, what was that, in March?
Yeah, that was right before the album came out, and that was kind of just like an unannounced little thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the first like real show.
And what can folks expect going out tonight? I'm guessing lots of new music, but anything a little different than what you've done before?
A space horn.
A space horn? How does that work?
You're just going to have to come find out.
All right. It's King Tough. Kyle, thank you so much for coming on by, talking with us and playing some nice stripped down songs today. New album is called The Other. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's 88.5 FM.